The U.S. military is spending this weekend preparing for war in the Persian Gulf. Today, President Bush's top military advisor stood on the deck of an aircraft carrier in the Arabian Sea. General Richard Myers said the U.S. is planning to train an army of Iraqi exiles. They might not be ready to fight a war against Saddam Hussein, but Myers says they could form a new Iraqi national army at some point after Saddam is overthrown. We're about to visit two critical U.S. allies to learn about their military planning. We start in Britain, where Prime Minister Tony Blair spoke on Friday.
I think the key thing at the moment is to make all the preparations necessary and to make sure that we're building up the capacity in the region, both the Americans, ourselves, and making sure that we're able to undertake this mission if it falls to us to do so.
NPR's Guy Raz is in London. Guy, what preparations are British military forces making right now?
Well, Steve, in the last week, Geoffrey Hoon, the defense minister, announced that Britain would be sending several cargo ships of mobile military hospitals, munitions, and other supplies to the Gulf region. The defense ministry also made it clear that over the next 3-4 months, up to 20,000 British troops could be deployed in the region. So they're taking this very seriously and obviously making some serious preparations for a possible strike.
And it's interesting this weekend to see that there have been leaks in the British press about what these soldiers might be doing in the event of war.
That's right. A senior official at the British Defense Ministry was quoted in Reuters, an anonymous source. And he said that there's a very strong possibility that this could be an amphibious attack, up to 200,000 troops launching an attack by sea on Iraq, which might include up to 3,000 British soldiers if that would happen.
Now, I think that's interesting. In 1991, before the first Persian Gulf War, the United States leaked news of a possible amphibious landing. It turned out to just be a feint. It was a deliberate deception. That landing never happened. So we can assume that we can guess that perhaps this leak doesn't mean much. But does it get the British public thinking in a more concrete way about the possibility that there could really be a war?
Well, I think the British public is very much attuned toward the possibility of war. The newspapers here have been absolutely filled with headlines about the road to war, preparations for war, the forthcoming war. But you know, Steve, there is a very large percentage of the population here that opposes war. I mean, at least 50% of the public is still unsure about it and unsure whether they're comfortable with London being so close to Washington on this issue.
We get a sense on this side of the Atlantic that the British are the closest U.S. ally on this particular issue, but is the British government as ready to go to war right now as the United States perhaps is?
I think that the British cabinet is. The problem that Tony Blair is having now is with the Labour Party. Many backbench members of Parliament in the Labour Party aren't so comfortable with the idea of war, and they very much want to put this to a vote in the House of Commons, and they've demanded that Tony Blair does put this to a vote. Blair he's indicated that he would be willing to do it, but he doesn't have to do it. He doesn't need parliamentary approval, but he will have some internal dissent within the Labour Party.
NPR's Guy Raz in London. Guy, thanks.
Thanks, Steve.